Jesus says, I am with you always, until the end of the age. This is the last phrase of the Gospel of Matthew. And this is a time before his ascension into heaven, he said these words, I am with you at the end of the day. So Jesus said this because we are invited to be with him through the baptism and through the Eucharist. Through baptism, we become his body. His body of Christ, his church. When we baptize the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, become one body with the Lord. And this foundation of our salvation. And then, through Eucharist, we share his life. That was in Paul says, for there is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. With the gospel, we know how to think about things. We have to learn through the gospel. We are all born in his divinity. But in a special way, through the baptism, we really share the life of Blessed Trinity. We all know that we are made in the image of the Blessed Trinity. When we are baptized, we say we are in the Blessed Trinity. That means to say we live the life of mutual love. The relationship between God the Father and the Son is mutual love. God loves the Father. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. So we are called to share this life on earth. It's not always easy because we have kind of self-centeredness in ourselves. That means to say, when we want to live this Christ-like life, we have to share, we have to forgive, we have to embrace all people. Every present moment is a time that we live this life of the Blessed Trinity. That means to say, Jesus asks us not to worry too much about things of tomorrow. The important is live well every day. It's most important, live every present moment. Because only the present moment, we can live the will of God. Past never come back. Future, not necessary in our hand. Most important now, this moment, you can say yes to the Lord at this moment and trust everything in his hand, and if a silence of heart, say our prayer, listen and pray and praise the Lord. And this most important, when we have the Lord in us, we will have peace. And that's what the meaning of Mission Sunday. We are sent to share our life with others, not first by preaching, but first how you live this mutual love. And that's why Jesus sent the disciples two by two, not one by one. Why? When two by two, before they go to the place, they have themselves to practice this mutual love. If they are quarreling all the way, how can you preach? The gospel is a gospel of peace, of divine life, of mutual love. When you don't have this, you cannot be a disciple of Jesus. So Jesus invites each one of us also today share this divinity. That means mutual love. That means you have to lose yourself or die to yourself for others. Easy is not easy. So important is how to train ourselves first of all. When you listen to the word of God, keep them in your heart. At times, prayer. Today, might be some of you know that our church has an adoration chapel in the ground floor of the previous St. Teresa Primary School. It's 12 hours every day. Adoration, exposition, the Blessed Sacrament. A time to pray. Of course, not necessarily come to the church. Prayer is important. When you pray, you can have the silence of heart. When you have silence of heart, Jesus' word can answer it. The Holy Spirit can work. So we are all missionaries in a certain sense. We are sent to spread the gospel through our life. Life of our wonders with the Lord. Share this life of sharing, because Jesus came on earth only to give and not to take. So we ask the Lord, give us the strength. Today we celebrate the Mission Sunday, so that all we meet in the future, they can be touched by our words, by behavior, by our heart. Let us pray for this special grace that we become a real missionary, not necessarily go to Africa. Go to your house, go to your classroom, go to your office. You'll be the disciple of Christ.